22 past the hour with the T-Lounge. Mark Mariner with Mark Riley.
That's hey.
Mark Pops Riley to you.
Oh, Lord.
837 Union Street. Hey, folks. We got Jaimin Hanzu coming up, star of the new movie, The Island. But right now, you know, a lot of you have been following this. We send our, you know, our Planet Push bureau chief, Lawton Smalls, went to Iraq on the Truth Tour. The group of right-wing journalists who were there going after the truth, and he somehow they kicked him off, or I don't know what happened, but he got kidnapped by insurgents, and they it was awful. And we got a couple of hostage tapes from him, and now, thank God, and you know, and I say this because I don't like the guy, but I am happy he's back. He's here with us this morning. Lawton Smalls, yeah, come on out, Lawton. They were holding
Thank you, Mark. God bless America.
Oh, boy.
For all of you at home, I just kissed American soil. I'm so glad to be back, all of you. You were praying for me, Mark Maron. I could feel it over there.
Well,
I was in captivity.
Well,
I could feel it.
We were worried about you. I mean, you know, it's dangerous over there, and, you know, we got those tapes. Why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, I don't want to tell you too much, because I got a couple of publishers in a bidding war over my story. They're talking to Clooney about playing me in the movie.
Oh, wow. Well, come on. Just give us...
That's not nice. She's dead.
Give us
Stop it.
Give us the highlights. Will you, Lawton? You know, you're wandering around the desert. These guys drive up in a Jeep. They start yelling on them. We heard they threw a bag over your head. And then what happened then?
All right. Well, we drove a long time, okay, and it was 115 degrees. Mm. Unbelievable. I was trying to get them to sing, you know, to pass the time.
Yeah.
You know, those insurgents didn't know 99 bottles of beer on
God.
It all. I sang it to them for 3 straight hours, and they didn't sing along. That must be one of those cultural differences.
All right, so
talk about that. Just didn't know it.
So then what? You got in a, they put in a room somewhere? They interrogated you? What happened?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it that, Mark. One of them spoke English, you know, sort of. It was kind of like New York English.
Come on.
What I'm saying? He got right up my grill, and he said, you know, he wants to know if I'm in the CIA or the Army or Halliburton or something. I said, no, sir. I am the Planet Bush Bureau Chief for Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. I just told him.
And so how'd that go over?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Their eyes got all big, and they started grinning and laughing and jabbering at each other. Turns out they listen to this show every day on the web. Every day. Those insurgent boys are huge fans of Johnny K Street.
Yeah.
Wanted to know if they'd ever eaten your zucchini bread. Asked about your cat. Wanted me to tell them stories about Riley back in the day.
Did they
love Rachel Maddow.
How'd they not know you? Didn't they listen to you on the show?
They had a whole archive of my stuff on MP3 files, Mark. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
They figured since I was on Morning Sedition, their favorite radio show, I must be a huge star in America, and somebody'd be willing to pay, you know, millions of dollars to have me ransomed. So, you know, they made me record those ransom tapes. I had to say some things about President George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush that I'm less than complimentary, and I want to apologize for that now, Mr. President.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we played it.
They
were kind of creepy, man. So, I mean, how'd you finally escape there, Lon?
All right. It was late at night, 6 day of captivity, desert air, still, stifling, full of danger. Using a paperclip I had hidden in my fatigue pants, I managed to quietly pick the lock on my handcuffs.
Oh, come on. You picked the lock on your
Just
handcuffs
like,
with a paperclip?
Yes, and then I quietly crept up behind one of my captors, and I mobilized him. Using only 2 fingers on my left hand.
Oh, come on. All right. You're good,
like
man.
That.
All right.
Unfortunately, he alerted the others before he passed out, and I found myself in a knife fight with 3 highly trained insurgent commandos.
What?
Mano a mano. I got a couple of slashes on my back. You can't even see them.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, I'm skilled in many forms of martial arts. I have a 6th-degree belt, black belt in Kenpo.
Uh-huh.
And after a series of vicious kicks and blows, I left all 3 of them gasping on the breath, on the air.
Wow.
Breathing down.
Wow. Lawton Van Dam, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh. I stood over their trembling bodies, and I said, you'll take back what you said about President George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush, and I will spare your useless godless.
So
all of them pledged allegiance to the Republican Party right there. All of them. All the insurgents.
Yeah.
They even said the Democrats should stop pestering Karl Rove and approve that nice man.
Oh, come on.
They said it. I was there.
So then what, Steve McQueen?
I walked to the Jeep, hot-wired it, drove back to Baghdad, got back to the Green Zone Army, gave me a citation for bravery, put me on a train. I'm here now.
Uh-huh.
No problem. It's the usual thing for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a great story, Lawton. But you know what I think happened over there?
Story? Those are facts, man. Clooney's going to play me.
I think those insurgents captured you, and you spent 6 straight days singing show tunes and the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, I like that song.
Stop.
Like that
and you annoyed them so much they drove me back to Baghdad themselves just to get rid of you, didn't they?
No.
Yes, they did. That's right. Go ahead.
Why wouldn't anybody pay my ransom?
Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy, man.
Nobody likes me. Okay. Everyone tells me to shut up. And she's like, shut up, Lawton.
We're glad you're back. We're glad you're back, Lawton. We're glad you're back, okay?
You're glad I'm back?
Yes, we are.
Are you sure?
Yes, we are.
A lot of bad stuff going. I don't have to go back over
there. No, you don't. It's fine. I'm glad you're here.
I'll just be here next week.
Okay.
How about that, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Lawton. It's glad to have you back. Lawton Smalls, folks.
Morning Sedition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley on Air America Radio.